Amen. Clap your hands unto the Lord and say, there is joy. Amen, amen. God bless you. May be seated. And love to feel what I feel in this house. And love that I could come in the house of the Lord and worship the God the way I want to worship God. A lot of people try to worship like others to kind of fit in that mold, to play that part. But I don't want to do that. Sometimes I want to raise my hands. Sometimes I want to jump. Sometimes I want to run. The Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise you the Lord. Every part of your anatomy breathes. And some of you may not be that demonstrative. Well, worship God the way you worship God. But let me worship God the way I want to worship God. Had someone come up to me after service Sunday, and they asked a question which I thought was a really great question. And that question was, what are we? What are we? So if you were to ask yourself that, what am I? What are we? And so I said, you know, we've come and many people call us apostolics and Pentecostals. I said, but that's not a denomination. Being a Pentecost is an experience. I said, so we are experiencing the book of Acts all over again. I said, you could call it Christians because it's Christ-like. And she goes, oh, I like that. And so Pentecost is all about an experience that everyone can have their own personal experience with God. And that's why I said, there's a lot of crybabies in this house. There's a lot of people that love to raise their hands and shout and run and all that. And God says, just worship me the way you want to worship me. There is no right way or wrong way. And you say, well, I'm not emotional at all. And I would ask you, well, do you have a favorite football team or a favorite baseball team or a favorite hockey team? And if you say yes, and I say, what do you do when your team wins, hits a home run, scores a touchdown? Do you say, oh, that was nice. Good for him. No, I mean, there are people that high-five one another, strangers hugging one another, and strangers crying with one another because their team lost. If they can do that for their sports team and their sports hero, don't you think I should worship God? Because he's my superhero. He's healed my body. He saved my soul. He's forgiven me. He set me free. That's why I raise my hands. That's why I raise my voice. Because God loves me. Amen. Took the addictions away. Took the hatred away. And he gave me love, peace, and joy. Amen. Thank God for that. That's why we smile. That's why we're so happy. Amen. Praise God. Last few Wednesdays, I'm not going to be long tonight. We're going to finish this up. But last few Wednesdays, we've been talking about an old Bible lesson. And I say old, back in 1951, Pastor David Gray put this together. And we have been teaching on the seven men and the two natures. We've been talking about the ability that we always have two natures to deal with, because there is a war that rages on. It's the good and it's the bad. You know what I'm saying? You're always battling the flesh and the spirit. And someone says, well, what's the flesh? Well, it's this right here. It's the flesh that says, I'm going to do it my way. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. That's the flesh. But the spirit says, no, I'm going to put my flesh under subjection. My flesh doesn't want to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to pray, but my spirit does. If my flesh stays in and sleeps longer, nothing's really going to happen good to the flesh. But if I rise up early in the morning, I say, you know what? I may lose 15, 20, 30 minutes of sleep. But the moment you start praying and you start tapping into the spirit, you're like, whoa, coffee can't even do this. A monster can't even do. God starts moving on you and you start feeling things that first your body says, no, you need to sleep longer. No, the nature that I'm going to battle with is I'm going to battle and I'm going to let the flesh know that the flesh does not reign in my life. The spirit reigns. And so we know we've got that battle. And we talked about the natural man. Everybody was born in the natural state, meaning because of Adam and Eve, everybody became sinners. What does Romans 3:23 say? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every one of you. I had someone, I've told you before, that came up to me and said, well, I've done this, this, and they just started laying out their pedigree. And they're like, I was like, okay, dude, you're great. But you still got to get baptized. You know what I'm saying? It's not my words. It's not Abundant Life Center's words. But let me just say, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. That's not my words. That's God's words. And so the flesh has got to listen to the spirit and got to make a choice. Am I going to listen to the flesh and say, I don't need to get baptized. I don't need this Jesus. I don't need anybody up in my business. Or am I going to say, you know what, flesh? You're going to take a back seat because you've taken me down roads that I should have never been before. You've taken me down places where I've made bad choices, wrong decisions, and I've got regrets all throughout my life. But when the moment the Spirit comes, you'll never hear anybody on their deathbed say, you know what, I feel so bad, I lived for God all these years. No, I think you'll hear people on their deathbed saying, you know, I wish I would have been in church a lot longer than this. I wish I would have done more for the kingdom of God. When you start getting into that flow and you start understanding that really the only thing that we do for Christ is the only thing that's going to last. And I've got to make sure that my spirit man is in shape. And so the natural man, we know what the natural man produces, the works of the flesh. It produces adultery and hatred and variance and seditions and drunkenness and all this stuff that happens. But how do we defeat the natural man? Remember, it was the repented man that cut off the works of the flesh that said, no longer are you going to reign in my life. I'm going to cut you off. And the repented man is not sorry that they got caught, but the repented man says, you know what? I was going there. I ain't going there no more. I'm going down that road. Like Bishop was saying, I'm not going north anymore. I'm going to go south. If I continue to go north, I'm not going to LA. I'm going to San Francisco. I'm going to turn this around and I'm going to cut off the works of the flesh. And so after the repented man, we talked about the born again man. Nicodemus came to the Lord and said, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of God? John chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. And Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus says, well, can a man be born twice in his mother's womb? And Jesus said, Nicodemus, verily I say unto you, except a man be born of the water and of the spirit, he can't enter the kingdom of God. Someone says, well, I don't believe in God because I can't see him. Anybody ever heard that before? I'm not going to believe in God because I can't feel him. Really? You can't feel him? You come into an apostolic service and you can't feel him? Well, let me ask you this. How many believes in the wind? Well, how do you believe in the wind? Has anybody seen the wind? You've seen the effects of the wind. You've heard the wind and you have felt the wind. Bible says, say the same as those that are filled with the Spirit. When God gets a hold of you, it's going to be, you're going to feel it, you're going to understand it, and you're going to know that it's real. And someone say amen to that. Amen. Amen. So when you become the born again man, you'll still battle. Just because you come to church, just because we come to church, there's always a battle that's going on. You may have repented, you may have got baptized, God may fill you with the Holy Ghost, but it does not mean you've got a first class ticket to heaven. It means that now you got to work on it. You know, you just can't say, well, bless God, 1975, I got baptized and I got the Holy Ghost and now I can do whatever I want. Oh, really? You have just now put on the works of the flesh again. Even though the spiritual man had a born again experience, now he reverted to the old ways. That's why Paul says, you know what? I've got to die daily. Can I tell you, you are still going to make mistakes after you give your life to God. There's still going to be times you're going to drive down the road and you're like, where did that come from? A thought's going to come in your brain or you're going to do something and you're going to like, ooh, I should have done that. Well, it's the flesh. Well, what do? We go back to the repentant man. It's a day-to-day walk. That's why Paul said, I've got to die daily. Who was Paul? Paul was mightily used by God. He had miracles and wonders that followed him, a lot of conversions that happened. But Paul says, you know what? Even though I'm mightily used of God, still means I'm living in the flesh. And if you're not living in the flesh, I'd run out this place, as you'd be pretty scary. So all we got is flesh. But we can get this flesh under subjection by listening not to the fleshly voice, but listening to the spiritual voice, that spiritual nature, and understanding that. And by doing that, we understand that we always have a choice, and that choice is we're going to do what's right. And that is the overcoming man that constantly makes that decision. I'm going to live right. I'm going to act right. I'm going to dress right. I'm going to do. That's why Paul says you need to think on things that are what? Honest, good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. You are what you think about. You are what you talk about. Garbage in, garbage out. There is no way that you can live an overcoming lifestyle when you put in the works of the flesh, put in the stuff that really you think that doesn't matter. I'm telling you that the best thing that you could ever do for your life is live for God hard. If you live for God hard, it becomes easy. But the minute you say, you know what, I'm just going to live for God easy. I'm just going to come on Sundays. I'm just going to come on Wednesdays. And I'm just going to give them, you know, a high hallelujah praise. And I may clap my hands and I may run and I may do all this. But then Monday through Saturday, I'm going to live the way I want to live. Well, I'm going to tell you, you ain't living after the Spirit. There is a world that will call themselves religious. I'm not looking for religious folk. I'm not looking for religion folks, but I'm looking for relationship folks. Relationships that says, you know what? It's me and Jesus. I don't care what you want to do. My spirit wants to commune with him. That's why God's word said, if you'll draw nigh unto me, he'll draw nigh unto you. The creator of this world, God, the almighty God, the everlasting Father. If you start talking to God, guess what? He talks back. And that's why sometimes driving down the road, I've done it many times where I've driven down the road and all of a sudden tears start flowing down my face for no reason. And I feel God just kind of jump on me. And me and him just have a Holy Ghost time in my truck. And I get lost in it. And the only time I really notice is when I come to a stoplight and I look at that person next to me. They're like, what? But there are times where you get lost. And the only thing that matters is the presence of God. Can I tell you, we can't pray enough. We can't read the word of God enough. We can't stay connected with God enough. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but this word God shall endure forever. I want to make sure that I'm feeding this spiritual man the right thing. And it happens by the overcoming man crucifying the flesh and crucifying the affections and lust of the flesh by the sword of the Spirit. The only way that you can defeat anything in this world, false doctrine, whatever it is, by the word of God. There's a lot of people that walk around and they promote their heresy. Anybody know what heresy is? Partial truth, false doctrine. How do you defeat partial truth? By full truth. And if you don't get your nose into this and you only know what the preacher has said, you have done yourself a disservice. Don't just take the preacher's words for it. Get your nose in the book. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. If I'm not following Christ, then don't follow me. That's how we should be. We should let that spiritual man say, you know what? I know I'm flesh and I'm fighting that constant war between the flesh and the spirit. And the only way I can overcome this is I've got to become an overcoming man. And there'll be times that you'll have to cut out some things. You'll have to prune some things. Let me hurry. John chapter 15, verse 4. Let me read this and hopefully this will help you. John chapter 15, verse 4. Jesus said this, abide in me and I in you. That's the spirit man talking, not the flesh, because the flesh doesn't want to abide, but the spirit does. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. Gotta abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Do you realize that? You can't do nothing. Look at that person next to you and say, you can't do it by yourself. But if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. John 15:4, it goes on, and if we abide in him and he abides in us, that's where our power comes from. That's where our overcoming man comes in. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says this, but as it is written, I hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, say the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Goes on, when we start getting his spirit, then revelation begins to happen. 1 John 4:4 says this, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that's within the world. Can I tell you, you can't do it by yourself, but if you get God on the inside of you, you can overcome anything. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by his Spirit, saith the Lord. Psalms 1:1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Who sits in the seat of the scornful? The flesh does. Who stands in the way of sinners? The flesh does. Who walks in the counsel of the ungodly? The flesh does. But the Spirit, in verse 2, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and doth he meditate day and night. And if you will meditate on this word, that's why the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And if you start delighting in this word and you start meditating day and night, here's what begins to happen. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. If you follow after the things of the Spirit, then God will start fighting for you. Don't get the big head and think you've done it. No, understand that it's because God has put favor on me. And the reason he could put favor upon me is because I've now started not listening to the voice of the flesh, but I've started listening to the voice of the Spirit, and I'm meditating on this. If all you do is live for God on Sunday and Wednesday, you'll never make it. You got to have your own prayer walk with God outside the walls of this church. And you don't have to broadcast it to everybody. You don't have to go to your job and say, oh God, and just start busting out in prayer. They'll think you're crazy. Bible says pray without ceasing, right? But it doesn't talk about you just being a crazy knucklehead. No one's going to understand what you're doing if all you're doing is, oh, I heard of a kid's, it was at youth convention. It was after a youth convention service that they got pulled over by the cops and they were speeding, okay? Kids got out of a Holy Ghost service and they were speeding. The cops pulled them over. The cops told them to get out of the car. And you know what the kids started doing? They started running around the car going, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I rebuke you in Jesus' It's like, what? Are you kidding me? The cop wasn't picking on you. The cop wasn't used by the devil. You're lead foot. Cause a reaction for the popo to pull you over. But your flesh is like, oh, I'm bigger and badder than that. And you're trying to walk out in your own merit. And I'm telling you, it's kind of funny now, but there are times when we try to walk out in our own flesh. I got the answer. You're not going to tell me what I can or can't do. You're exactly right. God's given everybody a choice. Can I go a step further? God will never send anybody to heaven. And God will never send anybody to hell. Anybody believe in heaven? Anybody believe in hell? You better, because there's a place. But God's not going to send you there. You're going to send yourself. God has given you the treasure. He's given you the road map. He's given you the ability where the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that rightly divides the word of truth. It's our job to get into this. If we get into this, we shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of people in this world. They're always pointing fingers, and I'm hurrying. They're always pointing fingers like, you guys are always judging people. You judge, judge, judge. The Lord says, judge ye not, lest you be judged. You ever heard that? And they get on their soapbox, and they're like, psh, I ain't got to listen to you. You're not supposed to judge me. Well, if you drop down three or four verses, it'll also say, you shall know them by the fruits they bear. I'm not judging you. Your fruits are condemning you. Your fruits are saying, hey, you ain't a tomato plant. You're not producing tomatoes. You're just producing weeds. It's just the fruits that you're bearing. You say, well, Pastor, how do I change my fruits? Change what you sow. You used to, you know, be so mad at the world and mad at the church and against all the things that are holy and all the things that are right, and your life has produced some unwanted fruit, and you're saying, well, how do I get back on the right track? Start producing the right fruit. Start getting into the word. Start saying, you know, flesh, I'm going to put you under subjection. Can I tell you what this flesh likes to do? Likes to eat. Maybe not you. I like to eat. I like cheeseburgers. I like all the stuff that's bad for you. But I just told my wife, I'm going to change some things. Because I don't want this flesh thinking it's got control over me. You got to give your flesh a wake-up call. Hey, buddy, you're not ruling my life. I'm ruling your life. And you've got to understand that this body that we're in, it's not ours. It's on a loan from God. And how I handle this loan is going to depend upon that book of life where hopefully my name's going to be in there. And hopefully your name's going to be in there. But when you stand before God and he opens up the book of your life, there is no more next times. There's no more tomorrow. There's no more excuses. Well, because Manuel did it, I can do it. No, he's going to look at your word. He's going to say, where did you spend your time? Did you meditate on me? Did you give yourself to me? He said in his word that depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I what? I know you not. Meaning, I never had a relationship with you. Your flesh said you were tired. Your flesh said you had things that you had to do, things that had to get done. I was busy and I did all that. And your flesh did not have time to know me. Yeah, but I did this in your name. We had a children's revival. We gave away backpacks. We gave away bikes. We loved. Well, I don't know you. And God is calling every one of us. This should not condemn anybody. This should challenge everybody that I have the ability to turn some things around and plant the right kind of stuff, plant the right kind of seeds, because I guarantee you heaven is going to be greater and brighter if we bring somebody with us. But the only way we can bring somebody with us is we've got to get it for ourselves. And if we can get it for ourselves and we can meditate it day and night, we can bring forth fruit in our season. And we could tell them, hey, you know what the Lord did for me? He healed my body. God took the bottle away. He took the drugs away. He took the addictions away. He broke the curse in my family. And if God can do it for me, God can do it for you. If we start connecting to the Spirit, God starts opening avenues for us. And you know what starts reigning? Our spiritual man starts to reign. Always pressing onward and never feeling like we've attained, but always aware of its own need and vigilance. It's always seeking God and wanting more of God. There's a song that we sing, I just want more of you, God. I just want more. That's what I want. I want to live in his presence every day, every hour. There's something about, we started worshiping God in this building tonight. Heaven just began to stand still, and the presence of God swept this sanctuary as we began to connect with him. And God saying, look, you don't just have to get to connect with me here, but you get to connect with me out there. You could turn your home around. You say, well, Pastor, my home, it's tense. It's hostile. There's awkwardness there. Well, change some things. You're always praying, God, change my spouse, change my kids. Well, how about change you? Because the closer you get to God, the more you start liking others. And before you can change anybody, you got to change you. But Alex, would you come? And I'm telling you, we've got a war that we're facing, a battle that we're facing. It's the flesh, it's the spirit. It's the good, it's the bad. It's the angel, it's the devil. I want to live for God, not because I'm forced to, but I want to live for God because he loved me. He made a way for me. There's a world that needs this message. I preached 2-3 Sundays ago about filling our pew and taking ownership of this. And then God blessed us with an incredible multitude of people last Sunday. We've got stacks of names like this. And our flesh could say, you know what? They'll come to church. I ain't got to do nothing. Just let them come. It's not how it's going to work. There'll be holes in those nets. But if we can pray, God, help me. I don't have the tools. I don't have the ability. I don't have the special anointing that Brother Manuel has. God, I'm praying that you'll use me. You'll touch me. You'll give me favor, God, when I speak. You'll give me anointing. You'll give me wisdom, God. You'll bring to remembrance your word. And I can share that with others. If you start walking in the Spirit, God will start abiding in you. I want to abide in him, don't you? Amen. Would you stand to your feet tonight? Would you raise your voice all across this building? I want God to know tonight, God, you can count on me. You can wake me up in the wee hours of the night. I'll pray, God, when nobody else wants to pray. I'll give myself to your word and study your word. I'll meditate on this, God, day and night. I'll push that plate away even though my flesh craves the appetites. I'll push it away, God, because I want to get closer to you. I want the spirit man to reign in me. I want to become an overcoming man. I want to become a spiritual man. And I'm praying, God, today that you'd help me, God, change some things. Because I've got family that needs this. I've got friends that need this. But before I can focus on them, I got to get me right. Would you raise your hands all across the building? Would you raise your voice right now? Could you pray, God, help me. Help me to be what you've called me to be. Help me, God, to do, say, share to this world, to this nation. We love you today, God. I pray for everybody here tonight. I pray your hand on them, God. I pray your favor on them, God. I know we're getting ready for a new school year, and I know kids have already started and they're going to be starting tomorrow, but I pray that there would be a revival in our young people. There be revival in our youth group, that moms and dads, before they send them off with pictures and selfies, that they'd send them off with prayer and they'd pray that God touched my baby. God, I plead the blood on them. God, anoint their steps, anoint their hearts. Hallelujah. Why don't we conclude tonight with everybody just standing in the front of this altar with hands raised and spirits raising to the Lord, saying, God, everything I have, I give it to you. I surrender to you, God. Let the spirit man, let it reign. Let the spirit man commune with you. Oh God, oh God, help me, God. Help me, God, to be what you've called me to be. I've got a world that's depending on me. I've got family depending on me. And I pray, God, I pray a revival. I pray a spiritual awakening in each and every one of us. Let this be your prayer. Blessed Savior, oh, it sounds good. Sing to the Lord.
I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my
Sing it one more time. Let it be more than just a song, more than just a chorus. Let it be a prayer. Let it get down to the deep recesses of your spirit and your soul.
I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. Surrender.
Hallelujah. God, we love you today. Thank you for your word, your touch, your presence, your spirit. I pray, God, that you'd help us. Help us, God, to begin to flow in the spirit. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. Clap your hands unto the Lord tonight. Find two or three people, love on somebody. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.